This week, I'm answering your questions all about business building. We're going to chat about turning a podcast into a blog, how to write good captions, creating a simpler business, what I'd do if I were starting my business all over again right now, and more. You definitely don't want to miss this listener Q&A episode. So stay tuned. Hey there, I'm Shawn Miner, and this is Unstuck Entrepreneur. I'm a former nutritionist who turned a struggling, stressful nutrition practice into a thriving, freedom-filled online business where I work from home in my sweatpants while reaching and helping thousands of people all at the same time. Now I'm obsessed with showing other heart-centered coaches, practitioners, and solopreneurs how to build a business and life they love. Consider this podcast your safe space to learn both the inner work and practical strategies required to build the impactful, profitable business of your dreams. No hustle, grind, or long hours required. That's right, hustle culture, not welcome here. Let's get into today's session. Hey, hey there, friends. Welcome back to the Unstuck Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm Shawn, your host, and we're mixing things up a little bit today, doing something I absolutely love to do. I'm answering all of your burning questions right now about business building. So yesterday, 24 hours ago, I asked over on my Instagram stories for any listener questions that you wanted me to answer here on the podcast for this episode, and got a bunch. We're going to get through as many as I can in the next probably 30 to 40 minutes. And whatever I don't get to, we'll do this again and you can ask again and I'll make sure to get to them that time. This is something I love to do, first of all, because then you get your questions that you have right this moment answered, which in the world of business, that changes often. And we have these things that come up that we're working on at the moment and have questions around, don't know the answer, just kind of stay in this whole like cycle of not knowing and potentially doing the wrong thing or not moving forward, not doing anything. And thus we're stuck, which is why this is called Unstuck Entrepreneur. But also because it gives me a chance to just kind of flow with my answers. So for these episodes, I don't have any notes besides the questions that you asked me. I'm just going to roll with it. And this is very much what I do if I'm in a coaching call, a group call, something like that, where it's live on Zoom, is we just kind of chat it out and talk about things. And this is what I love to do so much with you all. So it gives me an opportunity to do that here on the podcast. Most of my episodes, I have a topic and I have taken some sort of notes to keep me on track. I've done the research, I've gotten all prepped, and for this kind of episode, we're just going with the flow. If you enjoy these listener Q&A style episodes, please let me know and I will do more of them. And also, if you ever have any question that you want me to answer here on the podcast, especially if you think there's more than just you who is maybe struggling with that problem or that question, please let me know and I will definitely take the opportunity to answer it here for everyone, including you. So you can do that over on Instagram at Shawn Miner. Just send me a DM. I'm on there checking that all the time so we can chat there. All right, let's jump right into these questions. First one from Nikki. I'm struggling to turn my podcast into a blog. Is it the same exact content, just different format? My answer here is yes and no. So it is not like you can just maybe download a transcript of your podcast and put that up as a blog post. It doesn't translate word for word like that. But it can be you writing out in more detail what you have highlighted or talked about in the podcast episode in a way that is readable, obviously, to blog readers and using that as your blog post. So things that sound good verbally don't translate into good reading and vice versa. So you do have to, yes, have that different format, make sure you are taking that into account. But that really is just the beginning when it comes to blog posts, because at least in, I feel like, today's world, I feel like where a lot of you are at in your business, you would be using that as content to get more fresh eyes on your work, to get more people onto your website, to get cold leads and potentially turn them into email subscribers, to get more people interested in your services, that kind of thing, to grow your business, to grow your audience, to get some fresh blood in there, right? I mean, there are people, there are bloggers who have millions of followers, these giant subscriber lists and all these things, and they can pretty much write a blog about whatever and put it out into the world to their email list and to their social media followers, and people will go read it. But for someone who's more just starting out and maybe has a smaller audience, you're using that blog post and the podcast, but specifically when I talk about blogging right now, you're using that blog post to get new people interested in you, which means you have to show up in front of those people. They aren't just going to magically find your blog post. So that blog post needs to be SEO friendly, first of all. You need to have optimized it to show up on search engines when someone is searching for that particular topic that you are talking about in your podcast and then translating over onto your blog post. So it has to be optimized for that. It just isn't going to naturally pop up that way. You have to learn about SEO. If you are going to be blogging, please blog with intention and have that intention be to show up on Google in front of your dream clients when they are searching for something. So that's the first thing. But then it also needs to be something that people want to read about, that people are searching for, so that yes, it shows up on the Google search when they are looking for that and people are actually searching for it. So they would put it into the Google search bar in the first place. But then also you can and should be using Pinterest to help kind of quote unquote promote your blog posts. And that also means that people need to be looking for something like that on Pinterest. It needs to be something interesting, something that they're curious about, a problem they want to solve, a solution they're interested in hearing about. Something needs to spark interest. And I'm bringing all of this up because, first of all, there's a lot of people blogging just to say they have blogged and hoping that somehow that will get people landing on their website. And it's not that easy. That's not the way that blogging works. There is a lot of strategy behind blogging. And the cool thing is that it's not hard at all. You just need to know it. And there are tons of free resources out there that can teach you that, that can show you what's important when it comes to SEO and picking out your topics for your blog posts. But I share this because not every podcast episode is necessarily going to make a good blog post. So for example, this episode that I'm doing right now, which is just kind of random listener Q&A, not going to be a good blog post because it's all over the place. There's not one particular topic, and it's probably not something that someone who doesn't know me at all, some cold person that comes from Google, is going to be interested in reading because it's a lot of different things going on. But it does make a good podcast episode. This is fun. And one listener can get a bunch of different information and a bunch of different topics. So great podcast, not great blog post. Sorry, my dog is having puppy dreams in the background. So just may hear a little bit of dream barking going on, but this is real life. And this is just going with the flow of this kind of episode. Now, even though this podcast episode, this topic, or what I'm doing here in the listener Q&A isn't necessarily a good blog post, maybe just one of the questions would be like this particular question of how to turn a podcast episode into a blog post would make a good blog post in and of itself. So then that would require, yes, you have the topic. You've done the research, you know it's a good topic, you know it's something people are searching for. And then you could basically take kind of what you're talking about in that one section and expand on it for your blog post. And then, yes, there are going to be podcast episodes. For example, 10 passive income ideas for your online business is a podcast episode I did a while back. That makes an excellent blog post pretty much as is. So I would take kind of the notes I had for each of those 10, flesh them out a little bit to be readable and to be SEO friendly, and that would be my blog post. So I think the overall question and answer here is it as simple as just kind of switching formats a little bit and hitting publish? And no, it's not. It does take more work and more strategy if you want to actually use those blog posts to gain traffic, which I'm assuming is what you want to do. Now, the other cool thing about doing this is you can have that blog post that's very much related or very similar to a podcast episode that you did, and then link your player, your podcast player, into that blog post and potentially have someone who happened to land on this blog post of yours through Google or Pinterest or something like that, an otherwise very cold person has no idea who you are, but then sees that you do podcast episodes about similar topics and then becomes a podcast listener. So you can gain a listenership by doing these blog posts that are essentially your podcast episodes. So that's where the crossover really happens, and also just having this one topic that you can turn into multiple pieces of content is helpful too. But it's not as simple as just moving it over into a blog post for the most part, if you want people to actually read it. All right, next one, how do you write a good hook for an Instagram post, podcast, or website? This comes from Alessandra. For those that don't know, a hook is that very first line. Let's talk specifically about Instagram captions here, because that's most commonly where something like a hook is used, at least in how we're talking about it here. On a website, a hook is your headline, really. So that's more the right wording, I guess, the right term for that. But for social media captions and, you know, video scripts, even, yes, podcast scripts, that first line is called a hook because it is hooking the readers or listeners or watchers' attention. You want that to be a very engaging, curiosity-inducing line so people will keep reading or listening or watching. You're grabbing, hooking their attention. I like to mostly think about this in terms of Instagram in particular, because if you're on Instagram, then you know you have, I think, like two lines of your caption that is visible underneath the picture or the video that you posted. And then everything else you can only read if you click more, and then it drops down and lets you read the whole caption. Which means if you have anything good to say in your captions, which I really hope that you do, you have those two lines to get someone to click more and keep reading your caption. That means it needs to be a really good hook, or else they are going to keep scrolling. And in an age of today where scrolling is the norm and we just scroll super quickly, we are kind of like halfway out of it when we're scrolling. It's just like a very weird vibe. That needs to be a really, really potent hook to get someone to continue reading your caption and to be remotely interested in your post and to engage with it. So there are a lot of different ways you can do that with hooks. There are a few kind of tried and true things that I always fall back on if I'm struggling to write, caption, which yes, happens all the time, totally normal to not have this like beautiful, amazing, curiosity-inducing, engaging caption just fall out of you as soon as you sit down to write a social media post. It's normal to have to think about it for a little bit. But these ones that I fall back on that work really well and are pretty simple to put together, as long as you know your dream clients and as long as you've done some messaging work. So these are, as soon as I say this, everyone who went through the Make Messaging Magic workshop is going to be like, oh yeah, here she goes again, because we talked about this and it is true. It really is this easy. Two things: bring up a problem or bring up a desire. Describe in all, there's so many different ways that you can talk about your client's one problem. Like, there really are. How does that problem show up in their lives? How does it look? How does it feel? What are they doing? What are they not doing? What are they saying to themselves? What are they complaining about? What's keeping them up at night? What are they struggling with? Share that. Describe that in that very first line as your hook. And when you do, and especially if you format it as a question, because then it will make the reader say, am I this person or am I not? Am I dealing with this or am I not? If I'm not, then I'm scrolling by and that's also not your dream client. So it doesn't really matter if they scroll by. But to have your dream client identify with that question you just brought up that very clearly dictates and describes their current problem, where they're at right now, that's going to get them to keep reading. And then same thing goes for the desire. So again, so many ways that you can describe and talk about and write about your dream client's desire, where they want to be, what they want their life to look like, what they don't want to be dealing with anymore, how they want things to go. What are they desiring? How does that look? How does that feel for them? What does their dream life look like? What are they working towards? Call it out. Again, you can put it up into a question. You can state it as this, like, imagine if kind of situation, and your dream clients will identify themselves in that one statement and click to keep reading because that's what they want. So by you knowing that, getting into their heads and really explaining or describing exactly what they're thinking, how they're feeling, whether it is a problem or a desire, you've caught them, you've hooked them, because you are explaining it potentially better than they even could. And it's like you've gotten into their heads. And that immediately gets that you get me factor going. And that is your person. And that is the person that's going to keep reading. So those can always be your fallback go-tos. If you cannot think of what to say, start there and then let it flow. And, you know, in the Make Messaging Magic workshop, I have the rest of the format that will go underneath that problem or desire, what you need to say after that to really make it a full-blown caption. And you can get that over at seanminor.com/magic. But start there. It will work. That will always be a place that you can go. Now, beyond that, hooks that are clever, that are funny, that are relatable, hooks that ask a question or bring up a pretty solid statement are great. Hooks that start sharing a story, like you don't get the story in that, but you know a story is coming after that hook. They kind of set up the story. All of these do really well. The real thing to just always ask yourself when you're doing, creating any content really for your business, is make it past the test of, would someone who does not remotely know me or like me or trust me, would they still stop and consume this content? There's a lot of boring content out there. And even if someone does really like you, really know you, and really trust you, boring, we are a little too inundated with boring right now. So how can you make your content not boring. And so much of that is messaging. Like 99% of that is messaging, because that is also where you figure out your personality, your brand voice, what you want to really stand for, what you want to be known for. And you also infuse all of that with where your dream client is at and knowing exactly what they need to hear right this moment. You've got to get really clear on that. And as you can tell, I'm very passionate about it, because that is what will make you stand out. And when there's so much boring content out there, that's what you need. That's what will take you to the next level. So I'm getting off topic here, but your Instagram captions, that one line, that hook at the very beginning, that should be the least boring thing you have ever written every single time. And that is what will get you so much more engagement in all your content, is really thinking about what you're saying instead of just writing the boring thing, writing the safe thing. No more of that, because now we know better. All right, moving on to Danny. I feel overwhelmed and disorganized oftentimes in my business, like my attention is being pulled in a million different places. I'm craving more streamlined, more simplicity, and less noise. Do you have any tips or suggestions, even if it's things to prioritize and things to table for later? Well, this just happens to be my area of expertise, and I know Danny, and I'm pretty sure that we are potentially both manifesting generators, which is human design. And if you don't know your human design, I would very much recommend that you learn that. It really just makes such a difference in knowing how you operate and why you are the way you are, and that it's actually a really good thing, and how to use that to do what you're meant to do here during your time in this life. So anyway, sidetrack, but there's an app called My Human Design, I believe, and you can get your chart and a lot of info for free. And then I think it's $5 a month or something if you want extra info, but you can start there for free. My Human Design app, I believe, and I'll let you know if it's something different, but I'm pretty sure that's it. So I say that because I feel Danny and her question very much, and I think that this is a specific trait of certain personalities or designs, certain characteristics of people that tend to feel this a million different places, feel the noise, want to go and do all the things at the same time, have so many ideas, have so many different things they want to do, and that makes you feel scatterbrained. It can make you feel like you're in a million different places, and that leads to overwhelm, of course. So that is where I have found myself many times. So I feel Danny, I understand where she's at, and that is also why I have made kind of my MO around business to simplify. Let's make this as simple and streamlined as possible. Because at the end of the day, you need to build a business. This goes for everyone. You need to build a business that you actually want to do, that you actually feel good doing, and that you could actually go into your home office or wherever you do your work or open your laptop every day and be excited and feel good about what you're doing. Now, does this mean that all of business is this absolute joy and you love everything about it? Absolutely not. There are things about business that aren't fun, that nobody wants to do probably, but the overarching business that you create, the structure, the goals, how you operate is something that you love, something that you want to do. For me, simplicity is important, because if not, I have the type of personality that goes overboard, gets stressed out, and my body simply doesn't handle stress well, and it just becomes a mess. So my business needs to be simple for it to work for me. It sounds like Danny is in a similar boat. She wants simple because that is how she sees her future going forward. That is what is going to work best for her. She's currently in the space of feeling overwhelmed, disorganized, and all this noise, and that's not working for her. So now she knows, okay, I need a more simplified business model and to understand what to work on and what not to. If that is you, if you also crave simplicity when it comes to your business, I have some tips. First things first, you need to prioritize things, of course, as is the case with all of life. And when it comes to business, especially, you know, Danny's has a more established business and is doing really well, and probably within that is now getting a lot of opportunities thrown at her, a lot of different ideas coming in that she wants to do, or even that her audience is asking for, and now feels like there's too much on her plate. What, first of all, is working for your business? What are those things that are moving the needle the most in your business? Because when you actually look at it and you really do a little analysis of everything that you're currently doing or want to do in your business, there's actually probably only a few key things that are really moving the needle. For example, let's say you're doing both a weekly podcast and a weekly blog. Well, when you actually look at and analyze how that's going for your business, you may find that, yeah, people are listening to the podcast, but not much is coming from that beyond just listening. But the people that land on my blog, well, then they very typically come over to my freebie and get on my email list and actually stay and eventually become paying clients. Again, total example. You would have to know that in your business, like where is the needle moving the most for you? Like I said, there's likely a couple places that stand out a lot more than anything else. So that can be your core non-negotiable. If it's, you know, one certain program that I run once a quarter and it does really well and people really love it and they get great results and I love running it and it's easy at this point, I can kind of rinse and repeat. That's a great thing to keep in place as your non-negotiable. And then, yeah, when I think about how people get interested and get involved in that, yes, it's me posting on Instagram and it's my podcast episodes. Okay, cool. So your non-negotiables are posting on social media, doing your podcast, and running that program once a quarter. Non-negotiable must happen. That is your business. And then everything else around it can kind of be filled in as you want to and with a little bit more grace because you have your core thing that's working, that's a non-negotiable that you're always going to do. From there also, you, of course, need to think about what you enjoy, what is lighting you up versus tearing you down. If that program that you have is working and it's great and you run it once a quarter and people are getting great results, but you don't like it, it drains you to do, it's not fun, you don't feel aligned with it anymore, then that's also not a good place to be in your business because again, like I said, you want it to be something that you look forward to opening up your laptop every day and doing. And if you don't feel that way about that particular part of your business, then that's a place to work on. And so it could just be changing out that program for something else or, you know, having a different kind of paid offer. Lots of different ways you can think about that. So it's a combination of what's working for your business and what's working for you. So once you have that figured out, that's your core. That's your business. From there, the rest, so all these other places you feel like you're being pulled, things you want to do, just take a deep breath with it because you have time. That is what I think gets a lot of us in trouble is wanting to do it all right now and having these great ideas and just wishing they could all be happening and being so excited about it and wanting to push forward with them. But when you realize that you have a lot of time, nothing needs to be done right now or this month or even this year. If you can give yourself a little bit of space to focus on what's working, what's moving the needle, what you're enjoying right now. And then as you have more time and space, then you can work on bringing those things in at a pace that feels a little better for you and doesn't make you feel overwhelmed. So just knowing that those things are going to happen, but they don't need to happen right this moment, can take a lot of that overwhelm off of your plate. And again, just focus on that machine that's working. That's really where the simplicity of your business comes in, is building a machine that works and then filling in the gaps from there as you feel called, not because of the outside noise or even the internal noise of your brain that wants to make everything happen today. Just take a deep breath, give yourself some space, focus on what's working, and feel for that like intuitiveness of now is the right time to bring in something else. That is what keeps things simple. Now, I want to take it back a few more steps because I know a lot of you are in the place where you're still building that machine. And this all sounds really great to you right now, and you can't wait until you do have this simple machine that is your business, but you're not there right now. And that's part of the process. That's part of having a business and creating something new and great and wonderful, is all of the trial and error that comes with it. But that doesn't mean that in that time when you are trying to build your machine, that it needs to be chaotic and crazy and hectic and overwhelming and frustrating and all those things. Like, yeah, sure, you may feel overwhelmed at times. Yes, you will probably feel frustrated at times, but that doesn't need to be how it looks all the time while in the process of building. You can still keep it simple and be in that phase of trial and error, of building one component and it not working, of trying another component and that not being what feels best for you. It's part of it, and that's okay. And it really just makes you finding that simple business machine, once you have built it, it makes it that much sweeter, and you will get there. But in the process, please try to tune out the noise that may be potentially coming from, you know, some comparison-itis going on, being like uber connected, like way over connected to the rest of the world because of social media and things like that. Tune into what feels best for you, what you want your machine to look like, how you want it to run and operate. And again, what would make you happy for the long haul of opening up that laptop every day? All right, next one from Lisa. Are you going to be offering copywriting services soon? Thank you so very much for asking this, Lisa. This has been something that I was like, how am I going to be talking about this on the podcast? When am I going to share this? How is it going to go, kind of thing? And just kind of letting it unfold and waiting for the right time. And now, I guess, is the right time because I'm being asked. And so if you've listened to, gosh, probably in the past couple months, I started this whole thing in November. So past couple months, I've been talking about copywriting a lot. And I just now have my beta group of my web copy in a week going through the process as we speak and giving feedback. And so to answer Lisa's question directly on copywriting services, my plan is to start by offering copywriting products. I toyed with the idea, and am still, I guess, toying with the idea of offering done-for-you copywriting services because I really actually love writing other people's copy. But when I sit down to think about it and how I want to help you, me writing your copy doesn't really help you that much in learning how to write copy. And that's what you really need. Like, if I were to write your web copy, well, great, but then you still don't know how to write for your emails, you don't know how to write for your social media captions, any other pages of your website that you add in the future, you won't be able to write those, they won't sound cohesive. And so that's not really solving the problem that I want to help you solve. It's just applying a Band-Aid in a way by me doing it for you. And not only that, but it's expensive. It's pretty pricey. Like we're talking several thousand dollars to hire a copywriter to write some content for you. And that's just not the kind of business that I desire and that I think works best for you, my people, my dream clients. I want you to feel really confident in communicating with your dream clients to the point that they want to purchase from you. I want you to learn how to write copy that helps you make more money. And it is 100% related. You need good copy to make good money, bottom line. And I want you to do that. And I want you to learn how to do that. And I want it to become second nature for you. So I am going to be having a little bit of like a copywriting shop. I am starting, obviously, with websites and will help you not only learn how to write your website, but give you the prompts and examples to make it really simple and easy for you to write your site. This includes the homepage, about page, services page, and contact page. Those will all be a standalone. You can get one page. If you just need a homepage, you can get just the homepage or all of it as a bundle. So that's the first products I will be having. And then after that, I will be working on creating kind of like a launch bundle that will include a sales page, sales email templates, a webinar template, and those will all be separate. But again, you can also get them as a bundle. So if I get those out and running and ready for all of you in the next like 6 months, that would make me really happy. And that's the goal. And then I do have more ideas from a copywriting product standpoint coming in the future, but don't want to get too far ahead of myself as we're just talking about Danny's question and wanting to do all of it right now and feeling overwhelmed. Like I definitely feel that. Oh, I want all of these available right now and I just want to work 24/7 to get them all out because I know they're going to be so helpful, but I'm not doing that. I'm giving myself some space. So the website products will be available for the general public after the beta group has gone through them thoroughly, and I'm assuming that will be in like a month or so. So end of April, beginning of May 2023, you can start looking for those. And then the launch copy products will be available probably in the summer sometime of 2023. So looking forward to that and just really being so excited for what your business can and will do when you have better copy. That's it. That's what I really want for you. And I want you to learn how to do it and just be able to release some of the pressure and maybe some stories around writing and copywriting and selling and all of those things that we tend to struggle with as newer businesses and or without someone who is a marketer on our team that does this for a living. When you have to be your own marketer, I want you to feel so much better about that. And I know this can do that for you. So that's what I'll be working on. Lisa, thank you so much for asking and be on the lookout for that stuff soon. All right, let me do one more really quick. This last one from Caroline. If you were starting your business right now, what would you do? Great, great question. Again, I'm so happy you asked this because if you've been listening for a while, then you know that I have been a business owner for 10 years, for a decade. And I talk about this all the time. It really is like that thing of like, well, back in my day, but I really feel that way. Business, and in particular online business, was so different 10 years ago. And so I do often think, well, if I were starting from scratch again right now, would I do anything differently than what I did back 10 years ago? And I also want to remind you that I pretty much did start a brand new business like 2 years ago. So I have kind of restarted again in this new kind of climate when I transitioned from being a nutritionist to being a business coach for wellness pros and basically teaching everything I had learned about business and coaching and online business and marketing and everything that I had done over the 8 years of being in that coaching, nutrition, personal training space. I then started teaching that to people in those types of positions, which is where we are now. But that was, I think, two and a half years ago now. So not that long ago, I started a new podcast. I started a new email list. I started a new social media account. And that's exactly what I would do, because I did, if I were starting my business again today. I would create a scalable revenue stream, a scalable business model, like a signature program. I would create a freebie that corresponds directly to that signature program. I would start a platform. For me, that would probably be podcast if I were in the coaching type space, coach, practitioner, in some service-based role where I was helping another human, I would probably choose podcast. If it's now, if I'm thinking, if I were just having my copywriting wing of my business, like I'm doing right now and adding this layer, I guess, to my business with those products, the way that they are designed, I would actually probably do blogging instead, but I would pick a platform, one platform to go all in on, and I would start creating content for that platform. I would talk about my freebie in every single one of those episodes. I would make that podcast or those blog posts highly searchable, highly relevant to my dream clients. I would do research to make sure that they were topics that people were looking for, were interested in, were wanting to listen to, or wanting to read, to make sure that I'm putting out content for new people to get to know my work. And I would show up on one social media channel, which for me would be Instagram. And that's what I would do to start my business. I would post consistently on Instagram. I would share one podcast or one blog post per week, depending on what kind of business I had. And I would have a scalable business model, and I would have a freebie. And in between that, I would take one-on-one clients so that I had income coming in. I would take as many one-on-one clients as I needed to have income coming in while I'm building up my audience, while I'm getting my beta group through my program, while I'm getting new people on my email list and engaged in my podcast and those kinds of things. I would use the network that I already have to get clients. Especially if I'm in the health, wellness, general coaching space, my friends, my family members, my friends of family members, overall network of people, there are clients that want to work with you, or in this case, me, and I would get in touch with those people and take those clients while I'm building my business machine. And that would be my business machine, like we talked about earlier today. That is what I would do. So very similar to what I did when I did transition my business a few years ago, and very similar to what I did 10 years ago too, just with a lot less floundering, I think, in between there, because I mean, well, now I know a little bit better, but even if I didn't know, it's way more obvious these days because there's a lot more people doing it. And, you know, like, yeah, the online business space has changed a lot and there is a lot more, I guess, saturated, we'll call it. But with that comes a lot of knowledge of what works and what doesn't. And there's a lot of people talking about it and sharing it, like me here on the show, to help you avoid all of the floundering I did when I first started, and to really focus on the creation of that machine and doing what you need to do to get there. So that's what I would do if I were starting today. All right, we'll leave it at that for this episode. Like I said, if you do have a question that you want asked on a future episode, just let me know. Send me a DM. I'll keep them all, and we'll do this again sometime soon. Thank you to everyone who asked a question. I really appreciate it. Super fun for me, and I hope this was helpful for you. And until next time, take care. Hey friends, Sean here, and if you're a coach or practitioner who's looking to help more people make more money and have more free time, then I have a special invitation for you that you don't want to miss. Right now, I'm hosting a free masterclass that will walk you through the process of adding a signature program to your business. As many of you know, the Signature Program business model has been my primary way of doing business since 2017. And after 7 programs of my own created and helping dozens of other wellness pros create theirs, I'm now sharing my exact process with you for free in this 1-hour masterclass. Now you might be thinking, Sean, I'm just not ready to have my own program yet, or I don't have the time to build a program right now. Are you crazy? I totally get it. I get all of it, which is exactly why I created this training in the first place. I want you to see how possible this really is for you and how simple it can be when you have a tried and true proven system in place, no matter where you're at in your business today. So if you're like most coaches and practitioners who have a dream of creating a scalable offer in their business that helps the people they're meant to help without it being directly tied to your time and energy, then there's a seat with your name on it inside my Burnout Proof Your Business Masterclass. In just 1 hour, you're going to learn why adding a signature program will uncap your income potential forever and give you more time for your own life, health, family, and self-care. You'll learn exactly how my client sold out her first program, even with a small audience, because of this one super simple marketing hack that I am going to reveal. You'll learn the simplified, foolproof process that will take your knowledge and experience and turn it into your own program in just 6 weeks. And also how to implement an automated marketing system that will grow an engaged audience full of perfect match clients that can't wait to enroll in your program once it's ready, even if right now you're starting at zero. All you have to do is head to seanminor.com/burnoutproof and save your seat for this masterclass before it's gone. seanminor.com/burnoutproof. Can't wait to see you there.